something we've worked really hard for this season. So thoroughly, the ladies obviously deserve everything they've achieved this season.
So you're going from the first to the Premier Division in the Cornwall Ladies League. And just remind us, I know from last time we spoke, you know, this has all happened very fast, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. In the last, you know, 12 months from when we started an open training session to now, it's amazing. It really has. I don't think we could ever have wished for anything better, really.
And did you ever imagine that you'd be doing this?
I think I had to be back involved in football. I knew I'd be doing it to be as competitive as we could be. It's all worked out really, really more than I could ever wish for.
Obviously, I expect you've been celebrating. So just tell us how you have been celebrating.
We had presentation evening on Saturday, which obviously was nice to get the awards done and dusted. And then obviously played the match Sunday. It was a bit tense to begin with, knowing we needed to get that draw minimum. And the girls just played absolutely amazing on Sunday. It was amazing watching them play football the way they did Sunday. And yeah, we went back to the clubhouse. Wax put opened the bar for us, which was nice, and we got to enjoy the clubhouse for a few hours. Yeah. And it was nice to see the girls all celebrating and having a good night.
And let's talk about, so your competition, it's kind of between you and Kilcampton and Wendron, wasn't it?
Yeah, do you know what? All credit to Kilcampton. They've had a great season. And for Wendron, it's been a good three-way battle there between the three of us this season. So congratulations to the two teams as well. But they've pushed us till the end.
And tell us about Liz.
Oh, you know, Liz came over to one of the first training sessions. Her and Kaz both came over from Bodmin. And I knew we needed to secure their commitment for the season. And I think achieving what she has this season, it's not just the goals, it's the assists. She's done amazing. I think sometimes she's a bit hard on herself, but it just proves whether she's helping set the goals up or scoring. She's been a massive asset to the team this season.
And what next? Because obviously going up adds a new sort of level of pressure, doesn't it?
Yeah, we are looking to recruit. We would like to bolster the squad a little bit, just continue with what we're doing, really. We know it's a tougher league to be in, but something that we can compete in. So if we can get a few signings and just bolster it, it helps with week in, week out with the numbers, really.
So who are you looking for in terms of, you know, the level of experience?
To be honest with you, you know, if people want to take that chance and drop down a league, I don't know what's happened with other clubs across Cornwall. It's one of those where if you are going to step down a league, you know, we just encourage people to come and give us a go and see what we're capable of. There's, you know, we're not going to say we're going to win the league again next season, but it's something that's on the cards. You know, if it's not next year or the year after, it's something we will try and work towards eventually.
It's very exciting. Well, congratulations. Enjoy the moment.
Yeah,
and
you.
I'm
yeah,
sure you're probably going to get some rest. When do you start training again?
We're back training, I think, on the 8th of July. So the girls have got a good 4 or 5 weeks off. We've got a tournament in between. And then, yeah, back to pre-season and getting ready for the new season.